number nine.
Item number nine is from the Director of Child Support Enforcement requesting authorization to execute extension of children's first contracts with United Migrant Opportunity Services, Inc. and Center for Veterans Issues from January 1, 2012 through December 31st, 2012.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Children's First contract, this is a one-year contract that is up for a one-year extension. Children's First is a program that we work with where family court, when we've got somebody in court, established the paternity, that oftentimes we've got folks where we have some challenges in terms of employment. Children's First is run through UMOS and also the Center for Veterans Issues, where we have a referral from the court to one of these different programs. Our partner organizations, Children's First and Center for Veterans Issues, provide case management. They provide services to promote job readiness and financial responsibility with the idea that we're able to hopefully get people into a job training program and hopefully get them to the situation where they are employable and able to meet their obligations to their kids. This is a one-year extension for $370,080.
Thank you. Supervisor Biddle?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will support this, but I do want to ask Mr. Sullivan, is there any data that shows how productive these programs are in providing that type of readiness, whether it's drug treatment, whether it's job skills readiness? Is there any type of data that I can see that I can really evaluate, like how good these programs are working to serve these families?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor Biddle, we have some data that I'd be happy to share with the supervisor.
Okay.
We have two different vendors here in the Center for Veterans Issues and also UMOS, and one thing that I can speak to is there's somewhat of a difference in terms of the productivity there. We're referring people who in many cases have some significant challenges to employment, and the amount that's available per participant to get people past some pretty significant challenges means that you're facing an uphill battle.
Right.
So success, unfortunately, is sometimes defined as a rather low number here. But depending on the population, whether you're dealing with people with a background of military and veterans issues or the general public, that may vary anywhere between 15 and 25% in terms of the successful outcome for job placement. But it is an ongoing mission for Child Support Services in that we do continue to work with some other programs. In fact, one of our subsequent contracts is for a transitional job program where we are actually tracking people in terms of what is the success rate in terms of their employability.
Okay.
Any other concerns? You don't have a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to move approval. Item nine.
We have a motion for approval for item nine. Questions? Comments? Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Supervisors Jersey?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7909 is approved.